Because again, you are positioning yourself as the solution for the wrong problem if you are only marketing your previous job titles and your previous work tasks.
Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, and I share insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. Let's dive in.
Today, I'm going to be breaking down four reasons why your job search might be stagnant. And this episode is actually a bit interesting to me because when I planned it, I was going to share just the number one reason why your job search might be stagnant. But then on Instagram here, I was talking to people in my stories and asking, you know, who's job searching? How long have you been job searching? And so I've been having conversations in my DMs with women about how their job search is going. And I realized, I'm like, you know what? There are other things going, like the number one thing I'm still going to share. It's important. And at the same time, I'm just realizing like the first thing I'm going to share today, which is clarity, is still such a big gap. I was of the impression, and this was my bad, I was of the impression that I had talked about this so much, I just assumed everyone in my audience would know, will be familiar. But you know what? I'm not supposed to make assumptions. So I'm going to be breaking down four reasons why your job search might be stagnant. And if you are job searching, let me just back up and even lay some groundwork of what do I mean by job searching? If you're looking for a new job, period, whether it's a new job, you want to get a new job within the same company that you're in, whether it's you are looking to leave your company and go to a different company but stay in the same industry, whether it's you're trying to make a transition, you're trying to go into a new industry, new role, all of the above. The point is you are actively seeking a new job. You're looking for a new job. And when I say stagnant, it's important to point out that the average job search takes 3 to 6 months. A lot of people are not aware of that. I've worked with so many women who think, you know, I'm ready to job search. I'm going to, you know, just look for a job online. I'm going to apply. Then within a month or two, I should be in a new place. And when that doesn't happen, it usually leads to a ton of frustration. So let me just level set for you. If you're actively job searching, the average job search takes 3 to 6 months. And you might be listening and thinking, wait, what? Why does it take 3 to 6 months? Well, let's break it down. So imagine you decide today that you are ready to find a new job. And so you go online and you start looking for that new role that you're ready to go into. Well, it might take you, let's just start with 2 weeks before you actually see something that, you know, is within the right compensation range, the right geographic location or remote if you're looking for remote, the right company, the right role. So that's already 2 weeks gone. Okay, then you send your application, and I'm going to stick with just one job, right? When you're applying, you apply to multiple jobs. So then you send your application off for that one job. And then they might be waiting for a certain date before they start actually reviewing applications. So if I think of my department, for example, we just finished doing this semester. So if you don't know, my full-time job is as a faculty. So this semester, we hired 2 new faculty members, which hectic, mind you, let me tell y'all, hiring is work. But let me get back on track. So while people started applying from, I would say we opened the job posting in like the beginning of January, we did not actively start just looking as a committee, start looking at people's application packages until February. So that was already a month gone. Different industries do it differently, but just assume, just give a buffer of 2 weeks before they actually start looking at all the applications that they have. Because when they post the job, they might want, you know, a good number of applicants to come through before they start looking. Now, again, it depends. In some industries that are using applicant tracking systems, they do a rolling system where they're looking at applicants as they come through. So it just varies. But let's give it 2 weeks. That's already a month gone before somebody has actually, a human being has actually put eyes on your resume. Okay, let's say you did your due diligence. You marketed yourself well. You did what you were supposed to do. You're a good fit. And then they reach out to you to schedule an interview. Okay, the back and forth, calling, emailing, let's just say it takes us a week to find, like a week to actually say, this is a time that works. And then the interview is the week after. Now, that was 4 weeks plus two more. We're already at 6 weeks. We're already over a month. So then you have your first interview. Most jobs these days are doing multiple rounds of interviews. So you have your first interview, but they're not interviewing just you. They're interviewing two other people. So let's just assume the whole interview process takes another 2 weeks. We're up to 8 weeks. That's already 2 months. And then, okay, you've done all your rounds, 2 weeks. I'm being generous here. And then they finally make the offer. You go back and forth to negotiate. Another week has been added on. That's already 9 weeks. And so that I just laid out best case scenario of why it can take 3 to 6 months. And in best case scenario, I just gave you a, what, 2.5 week process, 2.5 month process. And so really just wanting to lay that out for you. When I say 3 to 6 months, I'm not exaggerating. It really does take that long, especially if you're being intentional, especially if your industry is potentially maybe saturated or they just move slower. All of those things can really impact how long it takes for you to actually be in your new role. And so when I say, is your job sort of stagnant, or what is making your job sort of stagnant? How I'm defining that is you have been job searching for 6 months and you have not gotten an interview at all, or you have had three or more interviews and you have not gotten a job offer or made it to the second round of interviews. That's how I'm defining stagnant. You've been job searching for 6 months. You've not gotten any interviews at all, or you have gotten one interview, three or so interviews, and out of all three of those interviews, you either have never gotten an offer or you've never made it to the second round of interviews. If that is where you are at, then your job search is officially stagnant and stalled, and we need to troubleshoot what's going on. Why is your job search stalled? What is happening? So I'm going to break down the four most common reasons why your job search is likely stagnant. And the first one I'm going to share, like y'all legit, this morning I was DMing with two women. I was talking with two women separately in my DMs, asking about their job search and how things were going. And they both had the exact same problem, which, you know, we talked about it some more, but you probably have this problem too. And it is that you have no clarity. You don't know what job you actually want. Like, I kid you not, y'all, both of them, oh man, I don't have Instagram on this phone. I was going to pull it up. Both of them literally said, I don't even know what I want to do next. And immediately I was like, well, then you don't need to be job searching. Like, that's always going to be my stance. If you are telling me you're job searching and the word, I don't even know what I want to do, come out of your mouth, immediately my answer is you are not ready to job search. Because when you go into the job search without clarity, meaning knowing the exact role that you want, what's going to happen is you're going to be out here just applying to jobs willy-nilly, just clicking the easy apply button on LinkedIn, which you should never do, by the way. You're going to be applying to this is where you find yourself. Say, I've applied to 50 jobs. I don't have an interview. You're applying to jobs. You're sending your resume off, and it literally feels like you're sending your resume off into a black hole. And all that leads to, the only things you will get from that is more rejections. You get more ghosted by companies. You get frustrated. You get overwhelmed and you get discouraged. You start thinking, you know what? Maybe I don't need to be job searching. Maybe there's just nothing out there. Maybe the job market is just terrible. Maybe I don't have the skills that I need. You just start this internal self-blame thing that really discourages you and messes with your energy and your confidence as you go into the job search, both of which are extremely important. So if you don't have clarity, and when I say clarity, again, I mean, you know the exact job that you want to secure in the exact company profile. If you don't have clarity, you have no business job searching. And if you are job searching and you are applying to, I will say, three or more roles, then you don't have clarity. And I talked about this in the last episode, maybe it was two episodes ago. I have to check. But I talk about how when you're job searching, you need to cultivate the skill of radical focus. And radical focus in your job search means you are applying to no more than two roles. And of those two, and when I say two roles, now each role might have multiple job titles, but it's the same role. It's the same type of job. Okay. So, and I say multiple job titles because sometimes the same job will have different titles in different industries or different companies. So that's why you might have different titles that you're applying for, but it is the same role.
If you are applying to more than two roles while you are job searching, you don't have clarity and you are going to be job searching for a long time. And that is why your job search is stagnant, or one of the reasons. And so you have to take a step back and get super clear, create what I call your ideal career profile. In my program, Job Search Simplified, I walk you through how to create your ideal career profile. What is your ideal job? What is your ideal team environment? Ideal company, company size, ideal compensation, ideal team, ideal industry. Like, you really have to, when I say radical focus, I mean you have a clear picture in your mind of the kind of job you want to go into next. If you don't have that, you have no business job searching, because what will happen is you go on a job board, let's say LinkedIn, and you'll start looking for jobs that maybe have the same title as what you're doing now. And the whole time you're thinking, I don't even know if this is what I want. I don't even know if I have the skills. I don't even know if this is right. But you know what? I'm just going to apply anyway. And then you apply. And you're doing that every night, 2 a.m. in the middle of the night. You're scrolling job boards, applying. You keep applying. And then you never hear back from companies. You just don't hear back. You get ghosted. And then the more you apply, the more you get ghosted. And now you start feeling really, really discouraged and frustrated. And then that just makes you feel burnt out and stressed by your job search. So that's the number one reason why your job search might be stagnant. The second reason why your job search might be stagnant is that you're only applying to jobs online. You're only applying to jobs online. And what do I mean? Like, you're literally only applying on LinkedIn or on Indeed.com. And here's what I want you to realize. And I break this down a lot more in my job search training. If you go to learn.jobsearchsimplify.com, learn.jobsearchsimplify.com. If you're watching on Instagram, that link is in my bio and I'll put it in the link for the replay. But only about 20% of available jobs are actually posted on job boards. Only about 20%. Which means if you're job searching and you're only applying online, you are missing out on about 80% of the job market in your industry. And so you have just drastically reduced the amount of opportunities that are available to you when you only apply to jobs online. The other thing you have to realize when you're only applying to jobs online, and you know, half these things I'm sharing about the industry or the world of work right now, it's not ideal, but it's just the reality. Most times when some companies post a job online, they already know who they want to hire. They posted it online for posterity's sake. They posted it online because legally they have to put something publicly for people to apply, because maybe their industry requires that or their company requires that. Like, there's just there's some legislature in their field about making sure that all jobs get posted online. But they already know who the internal candidate is, or somebody already talked to somebody who just sent somebody their resume and they've already interviewed that person. So you can't assume that just because a job is online, that means they're actively looking at the applicants that come through or that get submitted through that online channel. And so if you're only job searching online, you're only submitting your application on LinkedIn or Indeed.com or even Google or Monster or Glassdoor, wherever you're job searching, you have one, cut out 80% of the job market that is not posted online. And we call this in the industry, we call this the hidden job market. And in my program, Job Search Simplified, I talk to you a lot more about how to tap into the hidden job market. You have missed out on the hidden job market. And two, even those jobs online, again, because they might not be actively trying to hire people who have applied online, technically that 20% is really only 10% viable. So just think about that. Think about the fact that of 100% of jobs that are available in your industry, when you only apply online, let me be generous, you're maybe only tapping into 15% of viable positions that you actually might get interviewed for. I mean, I feel like I don't need to spell it out anymore, but like, you have literally played your own self, because there's 95, that math is wrong, 85, there's 85% of jobs out there that you're not tapping into, that you're not getting interviewed for, that you're not applying for. And so hopefully you can see how that will make your job search stagnate. As I mentioned this earlier, but in my program, Job Search Simplified, I walk you through exactly how to tap into the hidden job market. And when I say this works, I actually, in that program, I shared the story of Alejandra, one of my clients who, once she learned the strategies that I teach for how to leverage LinkedIn specifically to tap into the hidden job market, Alejandra got a job sent to her. So she did not actively apply. Somebody sent a job to her based on how she had marketed herself, which would take me to number three soon. And when that job was sent to her and she applied, she got interviewed, she secured the role. And I remember she described it, I want to pull it up, but I remember she described it as finding a much better team, getting paid. I think it was definitely a five-figure increase, because that's the whole point of the program, is for you to increase your compensation by five figures. But she said she was now making close to six figures with a great team doing work she knows she's going to enjoy. When you tap into the hidden job market, it makes it increases your chances of getting a job, but two, it makes your job search so much more seamless, because now you are energetically just attracting roles to you, as opposed to hardcore out here pumping your resume into literally a black hole. That's what I call it. When you only apply online, it's the black hole, never to be seen again. And so that is the second reason why your job search might be stagnant, is that you are only applying online. The third reason why your job search might be stagnant is that you are not marketing yourself. You're either not marketing yourself at all, or you're not marketing yourself well. And I say this often, but when you are job searching, you immediately become a marketer. Like, that might not be, you might not be in the marketing industry or in the sales industry, but when you are job searching, your second role or your primary role is you are a marketer and you are in sales. What are you marketing? Yourself. You're marketing your skill set. You're marketing your experiences. You're marketing your accomplishments. You are marketing your value add to an organization. If a hiring manager or a recruiter has to guess why you are a fit for a role, if they have to guess the value you add to the company, you have already failed. Like, you're already behind in your job search. It's already game over. It should be clear. It should be clear as day for a recruiter or a hiring manager why you are the perfect fit for the role that they are hiring for. Because I always say, when you think about a job posting this way, a job posting is a company's way of saying, we have this problem. Right? Like, there's a gap in our organization that we need to fill. And so it's a problem and we need a solution. The person we hire is going to solve the problem we have. Your job is to position yourself as the ideal solution for the problem that they have. And so imagine somebody coming to you and saying, this is getting a bit morbid, I hope it's not a trigger for anyone, but saying, I have cancer. And then you say, okay, here I am, ibuprofen, take me to solve your cancer problem. It doesn't, like, ibuprofen, Advil, paracetamol is not going to cure cancer. You have to tailor your solution to the problem that the company has. And so when I say market yourself, I mean, you need to go back and look at your entire career brand collateral. And your career brand collateral consists of your resume, your cover letter, and your LinkedIn profile. And really look through and see, have you positioned yourself as the solution for the job you want, not the job you had or the jobs you have had in the past, especially if you are trying to transition? Now, if you're trying to apply for a similar role, maybe you are a program manager now and you want to keep being a program manager in a different organization, then that's different, okay? That means, yep, go ahead, market yourself based on your history. But most of the times when I see people whose job search is stalling or stagnant, is because you're trying to make some kind of change. Maybe you were data analysis and now you want to go into marketing, or you were program management and now you want to go into project management, or you were, hiring manager and now you want to go into, I'm lost for accountant. I'm making things up, y'all. But point is, most times when I've seen people's job search stagnate is because you're trying to make some kind of transition within your job search, within this move you're making. And so you have to think about it this way. If you're moving somewhere else or moving to do something else, you can't focus too heavily on what you've done in the past, especially if it's not directly related. Because again, you are positioning yourself as the solution for the wrong
problem if you are only marketing your previous job titles and your previous work tasks. That's the other place where people get stalled with marketing. Your work tasks and your skills are not the same thing. Let me bring that back. Your work tasks and your skills are not the same thing. Work tasks are role specific. Skills are universal. They transcend roles. A lot of times when people, what I've seen happen, especially when women are job searching, is you are focusing, you are highlighting the work tasks you did. And highlighting your work tasks, again, if you're trying to move into a different space, does not tell a recruiter or a hiring manager how you have the skills to do the job that you are being hired for. I want to give an example. Somebody do me a favor, drop your current job in the live chat. For those of you who are here live, let me know in the chat. I'm going to pause because I want to give an example and I want to use someone's like role. Okay. Michelle, crisis and trauma intervention. I feel like that was a softball because I'm in the counseling space. So I'm like, I know what goes into that, but let me roll with it. So crisis and trauma intervention, some work tasks might include. Now, let me pause and say, you know, what she just shared, it could be on the phone, so virtually doing crisis and trauma intervention, or it could be in person. Maybe you're going into homes, you are like a rapid response team. So let me just pick one to make this example clear and go with crisis and trauma intervention on the phone. Do I like that one? I don't know. I might mix it up. Let's go with it. So work tasks might include talking to clients who are actively in crisis to help de-escalate situations. Work tasks might include taking notes. After you finish talking to clients, you record that conversation. So we call it soap notes in our industry, just notes of the session that just happened. So you're writing maybe, you know, what happened pretty much, what they said, what you did, what the plan is. So you take notes. Another work task might be just keeping records. So keeping client records to see, are there active clients that we need to check in with or follow up with? Are there clients who have been closed out? So we need to close their file. A work task might be actively, depending on what level you're at, maybe you are supervising new interventionists or you are attending supervision. So oftentimes in this field, you're actively being supervised by either someone else or you're supervising someone. So those are four work tasks I just gave. Imagine if as a crisis and trauma intervention, Michelle now says, okay, that's what I do, but I'm trying to move into, let me just say HR. That's too broad. Let me go specific, recruiting. Yeah, let me go with recruiting because HR has like 10 different arms in it. So let's just say she says, I'm doing crisis and trauma intervention, but now I know I want to go into recruiting. And then her LinkedIn, her resume, her cover letter is saying things like, talk to multiple clients to de-escalate crisis situations, kept accurate records of trauma clients and trauma interventions, learned new trauma interventions to help with clients, kept records of open client cases and closed client cases. All of that is marketing Michelle for a crisis and trauma intervention role. None of that speaks to recruitment. So what is this? What am I saying when I say work task? What is the skill that's under the work task? Okay, let's back up. Well, for me to talk to a client who's actively in crisis, I need to actively listen. That's a skill, active listening. I need to communicate. I need to be able to talk. I need to be able to paraphrase what she has said or reflect the feelings I'm hearing. That's a skill, communication, verbal communication. I need to be able to actively think as I'm hearing what the client is saying, I'm thinking of the different ways I can go with this, right? I'm listening. What should I point out? What should I respond to? That's problem solving. If I think of, okay, keeping records of notes, right? So I'm writing the notes after I finish talking to the client, that's written communication. That is analytical thinking because I can't write out an hour-long conversation. I need to write that hour-long conversation in half a page. Critical thinking, critical analysis of what is important that I need to put on paper. Okay, I'm open. I'm keeping track of client records, open and closing, who's open. That's organization. That's record keeping. And so when you are job searching, if you keep highlighting your active work tasks or your historical work tasks, then what you are doing is marketing yourself
for jobs you have had in the past, not jobs you're going for in the future. So when I say you're not marketing yourself, I mean you have not paused, looked at the job description to really understand what are the skills I will need to be successful in this job. And then ask yourself, well, what have I done in the past that lets me know that I can do those things successfully? And then you take that and you speak about those things. When I say speak, on your resume, your cover letter, your LinkedIn profile, you talk about your history in a way that markets you for your future. Because I did this in the past, I can do this thing that you want me to be able to do for this job. That is how you market yourself for a role. And in my program, Job Search Simplified, I walk you through this a lot more concretely. Like specifically for the resume, I walk you step by step through how, like I pull up a job description. How do you find the keywords in the job description? How do you talk about it then on your resume? That we have, there's a module in Job Search Simplified called Cover Letters That Convert. There's a worksheet you get in there called the Skills Match Worksheet, where I help you go through what are all the things you've done in the past. It's a table. And then matching it up to the job that you want so that you can pull out your transferable skills and market yourself adequately for roles that you want. Because until you learn how to market yourself, if you're a job searcher, until you learn how to market yourself, you either will keep not getting interviews or you won't get second interviews and job offers. Because sometimes you can get an interview, but marketing yourself goes even into the actual interview process. Can you speak to your skill set in a way that aligns with the job that you're applying for? If you don't market yourself well, even in the interview, you won't get a call back. And that leads to that stagnation in your job search. Okay? So far, the three reasons I've shared for why your job search might be stagnant: you don't have clarity, you're only applying online, and you're not marketing yourself well. All three of those are within your control. All three of those are within your control. As a matter of fact, they are so within your control that I teach you exactly how to address all three of those in Job Search Simplified. And by the way, if you just go to Job Search Simplified, you will learn all about JSS. So JSS is a job search program. And the whole point of it is to help you simplify your job search so that you can secure a new fulfilling role with a 5-figure salary increase with clarity, confidence, and strategy. So in the program, I walk you through all of it. I talked about clarity. In the very first module, I break down how to get clarity. I walk you through getting clarity on what is the role you want. Not the 4, 5, 6 roles, the one role that you want. We create your ideal career profile together. So you walk through and there's a worksheet where you will create your ideal job role, ideal manager, ideal company, ideal team, ideal compensation, so that you can simplify the search process. I even walk you through how to create a job search schedule. Like I show you a calendar and you will create, how do you job search while working a full-time job without getting burnt out? And then I walk you through how to create your career brand collateral. So how do you market yourself on your resume, your LinkedIn profile, and your cover letter? And that LinkedIn piece is crucial because we create what I call a magnetic LinkedIn profile, where you get positions coming your way. People are sending positions to you, or you are attracting recruiters reaching out to you, because that is so key. And then I walk you through, I have an ATM method. It's a 4-part ATM method to writing cover letters that convert. And so I walk you through how to write a cover letter that converts with templates. There are 4 different resume templates. And that's the other thing I want y'all to know is with the resume, it's important that you don't just write a resume, because the type of job search transition you're making will determine the type of resume you use. And I break all of that down. Resume templates that have videos that walk you through how to use the resume templates and the actual templates to use. And then I walk you through how to interview, what questions to ask in the interview. I give you scripts. I remember my client Rachel talked about how this was the most detailed job search script she had ever seen. Because I literally, y'all, I give you formulas where you just plug and play. When they ask you, tell me about yourself. When they ask you, why are you right for this role? When they ask you, why do you want this job? I literally give you word for word what to say, and you just plug in your information. And then how to negotiate, because that 5-figure salary increase is important to me. Like, I want you to increase your salary by $10,000 or more. And so I walk you through negotiation scripts. How do you start the negotiation?
How do you respond when they ask you how much you want to make? How do you respond when you start the negotiation, but they say no? How do you even figure out your range? Because that's the other thing, is most people don't even know what to ask for. And so in the program, I break down what should you ask for. And so let me just give you that context. So that's exactly what goes into JSS, Job Search Simplified. And so check out jobsearchsimplified.com. And if you ever have questions, feel free to slide in my DMs. But then the number four reason why your job search might be stagnant, and I made this one number four intentionally because you only have half control over this one. You don't have full control over this one. And it's just the job market that you're in. The job market you're in can cause your job search to stagnate. And when I say job search, I don't want you to don't think about, you know, people are saying, you know, there's a recession or there's inflation. I don't listen to any of that noise, because God blesses people in the middle of crises. So that's not our business. That's the world's business. That's not mine. What I mean is, what is happening in your specific field, in your specific industry? Because the job market you're in will determine how quickly or slowly you might have opportunities come in your way. And so it's important that you understand the job market of your specific field, not of the nation, but your field. Because I remember, for example, okay, let's say during, right when we're smack dab in the middle of the pandemic, the hospitality job market was down and out. And at the same time, the tech job market was going up. So you can't just look at national trends, because within national trends, certain industries thrive and certain industries don't thrive. And so you have to look at the market for your field. And so I wrote down four quick ways for you to stay informed on the market. And that's why I said you can sort of control this, because there are ways for you to stay informed about your job market. And so when you stay informed, that will then help you tailor your approach to job searching, which is where you have control, right? You can't control the market itself, but you can tailor your approach, which will help you control, you know, what your process looks like and tailor your job search strategies. So four quick ways, I'm just going to list these out. If you have questions, feel free to drop them in the chat, but staying informed on industry publications. So are there specific journals or magazines in your industry specific to your field? You should be reading those, because they probably will regularly talk about what's happening in the industry, what the trends are, and what the job market looks like. Professional associations. If you are not a member of at least one professional association in your field, you're doing yourself a massive disservice. And yes, I know they cost a lot. Yesterday, I paid, I think, $500 and something. One was $269, one was $129, whatever that math is, to renew my membership for two professional associations. They're not cheap, but they're worth it. Because professional associations help you stay up to date on job markets, but also helps you stay up to date on gives you networking opportunities, stay up to date on the fields in general, and new opportunities. So professional associations will help you understand what your job market looks like. Social media, like y'all, social media is hot for understanding what is happening in the job market in your specific field. LinkedIn, people are always talking about what's happening, what trends are showing up in their fields on LinkedIn. Twitter is a hot one for people talking about what's happening in the industry right now with jobs. Instagram, I think it depends on the field, the industry. I'm not so hot on Instagram, depends on the industry. But LinkedIn and Twitter are really great platforms, and even Glassdoor are great platforms to understand what the job market looks like in your field. And then finally, informational interviews. Doing informational interviews will help you understand firsthand from people in the field what the job market in that field looks like. And so if your job search is stagnating and you have done the first three things I said, right? You have gotten clarity. You're in Job Search Simplified. You've gotten clarity. You've marketed yourself well. You're like, Tega, I have done what you said with my resume. It's looking good. The keywords are there. I am not only online, I'm networking, but I'm still not getting a job. Then my thought would be, okay, maybe your job market is needing a tailored approach. And so grab one of these four things I just shared and really try to understand what the job market in your field looks like right now, so that you can tailor your approach to align with your job market. Okay? So those are the four reasons why your job search might be stagnant. Those of you who are here live, what questions can I answer for you? Let's do a quick, I have some time left. I can do a quick Q&A What questions can I answer for you around job searching if you were listening to the whole thing about any of the points that I shared? How do you change your role within an organization if folks know you as an old role? I think there's a few different steps to this. And so I'm going to talk through things you might do in no particular order. One, you still need clarity. Figure out what is the role you want to transition into. And then once you figure that out, figure out what you need to be able to transition into that role. Do you have any skills gaps that exist? Are there skills you need to develop? Are you qualified for that role? And then I would start with your manager or your supervisor, because I always say when you are trying to transition within your organization, your manager can potentially sabotage that role. And so you want to make sure that they understand that you want to make this transition and why, and just even gauge the temperature. Do you need to know, do you need to keep things from them, or can they be involved in the process depending on how they will respond? And then are there actual openings? Because you're in the organization, you have an advantage, because you will know before anybody else if there are actual openings for that role that you want. And so you can start talking to who supervises that role and let your desire to transition be known. Let them know that you are actually interested in this role so that when it comes open, you're ready, you want to put your name forward. And then you apply as with any other role. I don't know if that made sense, but you apply anyway. It really is just a case of, because when the job opens, they're going to take applications. And so you let them know, hey, I'm interested in this role. Here's how I'm qualified. So you put yourself forward, you submit your resume, you talk to people, but you even have a leg up because you're already in the organization, if you're qualified, they don't have to train you. And so you can get into the role even faster. And that say, y'all, hiring costs money. And so if they can hire an internal candidate, organizations love internal candidates, but it's a case of, have you come back to what I said earlier? Have you marketed yourself well for that role? Have you talked to people, networking, not just applying online? Let people know that you're actually interested in that role. Have you updated your resume for that position? Have you given somebody your resume for that position? Have you talked to who that position directly reports to let them know that you are interested and why you are qualified? Those are all different things that you need to do to help you move into that role. Just because you're an admin does not mean that you can't transition. People in my organization right now are regularly moving within our organization to better paying roles. I've helped at least 2 clients move within their organization. It's all about really positioning, marketing yourself, and communicating, letting people know that you're interested in that role. Okay, so those are the things I will share. Make them see you in a different capacity. Okay, the second question I see here is, what are some best ways to tackle a job search while experiencing burnout? First, don't job search. That's step one. I'm not saying forever, but give yourself at least 2 weeks to just start recovering. Because I always talk about job search is a job in itself, a part-time job at best, a full-time job at worst. Job searching takes work. Job searching takes energy. If you're feeling burnt out, just pause and recuperate. Rejuvenate your energy. Take a staycation. Set boundaries at work. Just start recharging slowly for about 2 weeks. And then simplify your job search. I can't harp enough on the importance of joining Job Search Simplified. Because I know people are often trying to leave stressful situations and are feeling burnt out. That is why there's a whole lesson on creating your job search schedule to work around your current job schedule. And that schedule that I help you create includes upskilling, it includes networking, it includes time for self-care and being with your family, as well as actual job searching time. Because all those things, a lot goes into job searching, y'all. You have to research roles, apply to roles, network with people, upskill. And so the schedule I teach you to create in Job Search Simplified includes all of those things, including time for self-care so that you're not burnt out. So that's why you really need to join Job Search Simplified. But all that to say, if you're feeling burnt out, take care of yourself first. Simplify your job search, meaning one job. Pick one job. Radical focus. What is the one job that you want to secure? We're not playing the I'm staying open game.
I know that sometimes when you're burnt out and really tired where you are, there's a higher tendency to be like, you know what? I'm so sick of being here that I'm just staying open. I'm open to whatever. And I'm going to be like, girl, you're not a book. What you staying open for? Stop staying open. You're making life harder for yourself. Because now when you go to look at job boards, you're looking at five different things. Energy. You're applying to five different things. Energy. You're stressing yourself out. Pick one job. And so that when you go to the job search board, when you go to look at jobs, again, because you're burnt out, you can channel your energy. Your searches become more concise when you're looking for roles. When you see something and it's not the role you want, you can say a quick no. I always talk to all my clients in any of my programs about the value of being able to say a quick no. It saves you so much energy to be able to say a quick no. And so when you have radical focus, you're focusing on that one job. This just doesn't match. Nope. Doesn't match. Nope. Oh, this matches. Yes. And then because you've saved energy, try to now connect with people because you can't, I already said this, you can't only apply online. If not, your job search remains stagnant. Apply, talk to people and try to simplify. I can, like, y'all, it's why my program is called Job Search Simplified. You need to simplify the process because it can be really convoluted. Like, you don't need to do all the things to have an effective job search. You don't need to apply to 50 jobs. If you apply to more than, my number might be maybe like 15 jobs, I'm like, girl, you're applying to too many jobs. That's not the game we play over here. More jobs means more rejection. And if you're already burnt out, that's going to stress you out even more. More jobs means more frustration, more discouragement. If you're already burnt out, that's going to stress you out even more. Okay. So best ways to tackle a job search if you're burnt out, pause, take care of yourself for a couple of weeks, radical focus, only one job, apply to that one job, create a schedule that is concrete. When am I job searching? When am I applying? When am I networking? When am I taking care of myself? Keep taking care of yourself as you are job searching. If not, you will burn out again. Set boundaries at work. Let me highlight that one. That's a big one. Your current job is probably why you're burnt out. Set hardcore boundaries. Hardcore. And don't feel bad about them. That's what, and then join Job Search Simplified. That's the last thing I will tell you. Join Job Search Simplified so that you're not trying to job search by yourself, because that will only exacerbate that stress that has led to the burnout. When you join Job Search Simplified, now you have eradicated all the energy it takes to figure out what to put on your resume, figure out what resume to use, figure out when to job search, figure out how to write a cover letter, figure out what to ask in an interview, figure out how to negotiate. You don't have to figure anything out. You just have to follow the process. So that's what I would advise if you're feeling burnt out in your job search. Christy, what if you quit a toxic job and now regret it? Christy, I have the answer for you. Just give me a moment. Just give me a moment because I have the exact answer for you. I'm just going to pull up my phone and look up something and tell you how and answer that. Boom. If you quit a toxic job and now you regret it, I want you to go to Spotify or Apple Podcast. I want you to search the Fulfilling Career Podcast. I want you to listen to episode 54 of the podcast. It is literally called Here's Why You Still Feel Shame After Leaving a Toxic Job. I talked about that exact thing, I think a month ago, Christy, and it's now on the podcast. It's episode 54 of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. Just go listen to that. Okay. That's like, I'm like that. How long is it? Let me see. 39 minutes. That's 39 minutes of answering your question, Christy. I talk about why you might still be feeling shame, regret after you have left a toxic job. And so that's, I'm like, the answer is already there for you. Just go listen to that episode. Episode 54, Fulfilling Career Podcast. Okay. Okay, so I don't see any more questions coming through on our live chat. Hope that was helpful for you all. Again, I can't emphasize enough. If you're actively job searching, you need to be in Job Search Simplified. Okay. JSS was created to simplify your job search process, to literally give you all the tools you need to secure a fulfilling job and a five-figure salary increase. New, better job with at least $10,000 salary increase. That's my goal for you in Job Search Simplified. So that program was built. And while it is a self-paced program, there's a community where you get your questions answered. And there's the option for one-on-one coaching if you want it. That option is in the program too. So if you're someone who's like, I don't want to do it by my own or on my own,
you have the opportunity to get access to one-on-one coaching in that program. So JSS was built to provide you with community and support to help you simplify your job search, secure a fulfilling job, and increase your salary by at least 5 figures. And so if that sounds like the kind of support you need in your career right now or in your job search, again, just go to jobsearchsimplified.com. That link is in my bio. If you're watching live on Instagram, that link is going to be in the description for the podcast episode and for the YouTube video. Okay, so check that out. Well, thank y'all for being here today. This was a great session. I love the questions that came through. As usual, if you think of a question later, y'all slide in my DMs. Like, seriously, I love answering questions. I'm a teacher. Answering questions is how I teach best. So if you're listening on YouTube or the podcast, just find me on Instagram, Her Career Doctor, and slide in my DMs. I'm always happy to answer questions. Okay? Have a good day, y'all. Bye.